expressions of ego, and negative life response. Ego is the view of reality in which we stand at the center of the universe and look out on everything from our own perspective, disregarding the views and concerns of others, oblivious to what the truth really is. Ego is thus a selfish and ignorant view of reality, one that is cause of so much pain and suffering in our lives. Such egotism expresses in many ways. For example, when we express pride and arrogance, we engage in ego. When we disregard what others say, we are lost in our own ego. When we feel hostile towards people, we know we are fostering ego. And so forth ad infinitum. There are literally hundreds of ways we express the separative consciousness of ego, and unfortunately engage in it so many times in the course of our day. And yet perhaps the worst aspect of ego is that when we express it, negative conditions quickly present themselves. Let me give you a real-life example. There was a gentleman who was a contestant on a major American TV quiz show. He had answered several questions correctly, and at that point he had earned $30,000. Then the host asked the contestant if he would like to hold up a giant check of his winnings for the audience to see. Though he had rejected this request earlier, this time he accepted, and then proudly held it aloft for the crowd to view. The audience roared its approval. The next question asked by the host was not a particularly difficult one, but it turned out to be completely outside the contestant's knowledge area. As a result, the contestant gave the wrong answer and was immediately eliminated from the show. What happened was that when he held the check aloft for others to admire, he engaged in a prideful ego movement, which in turn quickly attracted negative circumstance in the form of a question that was outside of his area of expertise. This is an example of how each time we express ego, life tends to quickly respond with negative conditions. Here's another true life example of this dynamic. A woman we know of was attending a lavish Christmas party and was vying to win a prize. When another individual was announced as the winner, the woman felt bitter, not only because she failed to win the prize, but because in the months before the party, she had developed ill will toward that person. As it turned out, when the woman bitterly walked away after losing the prize, she instantly learned that her son had gotten into serious trouble. In essence, her ill will towards the woman who won the prize instantaneously attracted negative circumstances about her own son. As our research has shown us time and time again, when our ego is at the fore, negative conditions quickly present themselves. On the other hand, if we control such ego movements, we can avoid these painful outcomes from life. So why not be vigilant and catch any ego-oriented feeling you have in the course of your day, such as instances of ill will, pride, jealousy, callousness, overassertiveness, intolerance, irritation, anger, and so forth. Each time you do, you will avoid attracting the negative and the pain that comes with it.